Tuesday's win was the second in 4 days for Senator Obama, who also won big in Saturday's Wyoming caucuses. Nearly complete returns from Mississippi showed Obama with 61% of the vote and Clinton with 37%. Exit polls in Mississippi indicate that more than 9 in 10 African Americans voted for Senator Obama, while 7 in 10 white voters backed Senator Clinton. The issue of race surfaced again, triggered by remarks made last week by Geraldine Ferraro, who in 1984 became the first woman candidate for vice president on a major party ticket. Ferraro, a Clinton fundraiser and supporter, told a California newspaper that Obama would not be in this position in the contest if he were a white man or if he were a woman of any color. She said the country is caught up in the concept. Senator Obama called Ferraro's comments patently absurd and divisive. He spoke to ABC News Morning Television show.
I think that if anybody was looking for the quickest path to the presidency, they would not say, I want to be an African-American man named Barack Obama. I don't think that's in the handbook for running for president.
Asked if the campaign should sever its ties to Ms. Ferraro, Senator Obama said that was up to Senator Clinton. But he said he had taken action in similar cases.
When some of my surrogates have made statements that I don't think were appropriate, they left the campaign. I think that we have to set a tone in the Democratic Party that projects bringing the country together, unifying the country. I think that's what we're about. And I respect Geraldine Ferraro. She's a trailblazer and was an inspiration for a lot of people, including myself when she ran.
Former Congresswoman Ferraro appeared on the same ABC News program and said she is absolutely not sorry about her remarks.
My comments have been taken so out of context and have been spun by the Obama campaign as racist that, you know, it's doing precisely what they don't want done. It's going into the Democratic Party and dividing us even more.
Ferraro said she was commenting on the historic nature of Obama's candidacy, saying that in 1984, if her name had been Gerald Ferraro instead of Geraldine Ferraro, she would not have been chosen as a vice presidential candidate. Clinton and Obama are seeking to make history, she as the first woman and he as the first African American to be elected U.S. president. Their campaigns have a 6-week lull in primary contest until Pennsylvania votes on April the 22nd. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.